the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to the Christmas special Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. I'm not a very Christmassy person, I've got to admit. I don't do decorations. I mean, for the first time, I think in 20 odd years, I'm going to have a Christmas with some of my family members, which is really unusual. It could all go horribly wrong. I'm sure it won't. But I know that Christmas isn't always a great time for lots of people that I know. Sometimes it's because, like, it's got bad memories attached. And for a lot of people, I've had quite a lot of people writing to me this year saying it's going to be difficult because it's the first year without my mum or without my dad or without even a partner. And yeah, as you get older, these things happen more and more. So I'm going to try and give you some cheer and jollity today, because I think we all need that, even at the best of times. So I have looked at some Christmas jokes. I'm going to give you some Christmas jokes. And the more you laugh, the louder you groan, the better, I think. But also, if you fancy it and you want to cheer up somebody, you've got some jokes that you can spread around. I'm also going to be reading out some Christmas disasters, because however bad things can get, it can always get worse. And I think we all need reminding of that sometimes, that other people can have a much worse Christmas than we're having. So I think it's important to spread that kind of misery around as well. But before I carry on with some jokes and disaster stories, let's have some more Christmas songs.
Ho, ho, ho!
Drawing near, let's all spread some cheer. Grab your wallet, time to spend, most wonderful time of year.
Hiding presents in your closet, hoping that they won't find out. Season's greetings, obligations, manufactured lies from the greeting card.
We'll be right back. Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand all year. I'm growing tired of all this Christmas cheer. You people scare me. Please stay away from my home. If you don't want to get me down, just leave the presents and then leave me alone.
Those two songs I discovered last year, I played these last year, and I absolutely love them, especially this. The first one, Psycho Stick, has me laughing so loud. And I think the first time I heard it, I spat out my eggnog or whatever it was that was in my mouth. I just love that. And I don't usually like shouty things, but I've got a lot of time for comedy shouting. Absolutely brilliant. I think that's one that has to be played every single year. That was obviously to the tune of a System of a Down song, sort of cover spoof. And the one you just heard, Blink 182, I Won't Be Home for Christmas. So should we do some jokes? I'd say write in with some jokes, but actually don't bother. I've found a few that I think are quite nice. So you ready? What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney? Do you know the answer? Have a think. What does he suffer from? I better tell you, claustrophobia, I thought that was good. I thought that was a good one. Why does Santa have three gardens? Is that a thing? I didn't know he had three gardens. Apparently it's so he can ho, ho, ho. Why did Santa go to the doctor? Are you thinking? Because of his bad elf. And why did Santa's helper see the doctor? Because he had low elf esteem. This is a theme, isn't it? What kind of motorbike does Santa ride? A Holly Davidson. Ta-da. I'll do one more before we have some more music. What do you call a cat in the desert? Sandy Claus. That's not that good, that one, is it? No, not really.
Christ our Savior is born. Christ our Savior is born. A silent night, holy night. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from the holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus alive at thy birth. Jesus Lord at thy birth.
Admit it, that last track just had you line dancing around your kitchen, didn't it? Don't lie. That was the very country Corey Marks with Jingle My Bells, and before that, Bleaker Silent Night and Classless Act, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, so they say. Well, not for everyone. Not for everyone. I did promise you some disaster stories, so that if you're a little bit unhappy, just think it just could be so much worse. So here's one story. These are all true stories. I'd taken from BuzzFeed, people who wrote in with their Christmas woes. So one Christmas, my entire family got norovirus. My mum was devastated because she thought she'd given us all food poisoning, until she called in sick to work the next day and was told that loads of other people were sick as well due to a norovirus outbreak that started on site. But yeah, it probably was really funny while she thought it was her fault. So yeah, if you haven't, mind you, there's a bit of a flu epidemic going around. So you're probably going, yeah, well, I've got the flu. Thank you very much. I'm sitting at home. I've got the flu. I'm only listening to this radio show because I can't be bothered to get out of bed to turn it over. And I feel like absolute crap. So yeah, that could be you. That could be you, admittedly, but hopefully it isn't. Should we have another bad luck story? On Christmas Day 2008, I was at my dad's house and said I felt dizzy. I had a massive cardiac arrest and basically died on his sofa. It was only because my dad had recently had CPR training that he saved my life. Three more cardiac arrests and a week in a coma, and I wake up on New Year's Day pretty much okay. I was 24. Blimey. Can you imagine that? He basically missed Christmas completely. So that could happen. We'll do one more before some more music. So when I met my boyfriend's relatives for the first time during Christmas, I was really touched that they gifted me with high-end toiletries. After a few weeks of using the lip balm, I got serious rashes and chemical burns around my lips. Turns out the stuff they gave me had been expired for years. Apparently, recycling presents is a thing for some people. Do you know what? As she reminds me, I've got a sort of step parents and sort of removed family who have a sort of a box for staff presents. Yes, a bit posh, bit posh my upbringing. And so, you know, the sort of perfumes and I don't know, things that you can give anyone for Christmas if, in case you need a present to hand. And my presents used to kind of come out of that box quite a lot. And one year I got men's aftershave. So there you go. And I thought, yeah, that a lot of thought was put into that. So, you know, Christmas isn't for everyone. Let's do some new songs.
Feigning joy and surprise at the gifts we despise. Sometimes when you're not here,
masterpiece.
You can't have a rock Christmas show without the darkness Christmas time. And then you heard Helix rocking around the Christmas tree. And I just had to play the other Psycho Stick from track from last year. Another parody, Rob Zombie parody, Zombie Claws. And yes, it's lots of fun. I do really like those. Should we do some more hard luck stories? Just in case you're feeling a bit too cheerful. Here's another story. We started 3 small fires within 10 minutes trying to light the Christmas pudding. The kitchen cupboard, the wall and the hallway carpet got it as well. But it's okay because all the fires were out within a few seconds and we all had fun with it. Okay. Yeah, okay. Another one here. About 5 years ago, I spent Christmas Eve day cooking a huge, elaborate standing rib roast. This must be American. I mean, nobody in this country does a standing rib roast, do they? And all the fixings. I'm going to translate this into English and all the trimmings, not fixings, trimmings. My dog, who had a weak stomach, decided it would be brilliant to get into the trash, translation rubbish, into the rubbish, not trash, and proceeded to come over to my perfectly set table mid-meal with my entire family present and throw up several times. Yeah, that would spoil the ambiance a little bit, wouldn't it? He then ran under the table with the runs as we scrambled to clean up the mess. Everyone immediately left and it went down as a pretty epic fail. I wouldn't enjoy that at all. I mean, oh God, durry and food do not mix. See, it could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. We'll do one more. There's a very disturbing picture with this one. It was the school's Christmas dinner. Okay, nothing fancy, just some food, traditional bread. Again, this can't be the UK. We don't have traditional Christmas bread, I don't think, anyway. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not actually British, so maybe I've just missed that bit. Anyway, and a dessert. Okay, the food was great as usual. Hurrah. The bread was fantastic, but the dessert was homemade, or brackets school made, well, presumably chocolate pudding. Oh, I like a chocolate pudding. I did not try it, but apparently it tasted good. The next day, literally everyone who ate it got food poisoning, and every class had maybe 3 to 5 kids because nearly everyone had some of the pudding. Not sure how long you experienced symptoms from food poisoning, but I'm pretty sure nobody had a great Christmas that year. See, I mean, that really, really sucks. Let's have one more. Let's have one more. I'm just really enjoying the misery that is it's coming out from these stories. 2 years ago at Christmas, my nephew made weed brownies. Oh, this should be good. He gave me a brownie, advising me to take tiny bites. I passed it to my sister, who, as per usual, wasn't paying attention to what was going on. She kept eating large bites and became very sick. Sitting still on the couch, she stood up and threw up all over the floor from the weed. Well, maybe she just had too many cookies. She missed both a white rug and the couch by inches. And my other sister spilled red wine, which one of my dogs licked up from the floor. My other nephew and his partner drove her home, where she slept it off. It's not really that disastrous. It's a bit of being sick, I suppose. This year at Thanksgiving, my sister fell down the stairs, spilling white wine on the wall in front of her. It's funny how the writer is really worried about the wine that was spilt on the wall and not the fact that his sister fell down the stairs. I think that would have been a bit more serious, surely. And talking of dogs being sick, my first dog was called Zara. She was a great dog. She was such a good dog. And she got really car sick. So whenever we went anywhere, like in a bus or whatever, I actually trained her to be sick in a bag, in a plastic bag. So as soon as she started licking her lips frantically, it'd be like, uh-oh. And then I'd just hold the bag open and she'd just be sick in the bag, which I thought was really well trained. Are you impressed? Because, you know, thinking back, I am really impressed by that.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. This year.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland. Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look after Rita. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll pray to baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Marvin and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close, oh brother. Please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind you blaze up.
Another couple of tracks that I discovered last year, Fountains of Wayne, I Want an Alien for Christmas, and that was Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy. Should we do some jokes? We've had quite a lot of hard luck stories. Let's have a look what the Christmas joke page has to offer. This is whychristmas.com, why not? Who delivers presents to cats? Santa Paws, of course. What do you call a dog who works for Santa? Santa Paws, again. Lots of jokes with the same answers. What do you call Father Christmas in the beach? In the beach or on the beach? Sandy Claus, of course. What do you get if you cross Santa with a detective? Santa Clues. Oh, dear. Are you groaning yet? I mean, I really hope you are, because it'd be a lot of work for no groans. What did the sea say to Santa? Nothing. It just waved. Oh, my God. What does Santa do with fat elves? He sends them to an elf farm. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? Quick, quick, quick. Oh, it's on the tip. It's a Christmas quacker, of course. How can you tell that Santa is real? You can always sense his presence. I've got some presents. I've got some presents downstairs. I'm really excited. Do you know what? I'm so easy to buy for because I love chocolate. I love nice chocolate, but I love chocolate. And I just say to everyone, just buy me chocolate. And that's generally what I get. And it's just brilliant. It's just guaranteed good Christmas. Me and chocolate. Fantastic. Do what goes ho ho whoosh, ho ho whoosh? Santa going through a revolving door. Have you had enough yet? I think we're going to go back to the hard luck stories. They were kind of better, weren't they? Don't you think?
Thank you. plump?
Well, he's not really big and plump, but he's actually really skinny. So that's how he gets down the chimneys?
Well, I bought a Christmas tree and then I smoked it. Santa wiggled down the chimney and he toked it. I put the cookies in the oven, put the whiskey in the milk, put the record on repeat until we broke it. Well, a daddy little Santa came a-scootin' down my chimney. Took one look at the kid, said, yo, what's that you hittin' be? You must be shittin' me, the rest of this is history. It ain't no mystery, so man, I'm passing him the Christmas tree.
La 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 la, Christmas is dynamite and Santa is the bomb. Oh, y'all can take a hike, cause he's the only homie I would ever let kiss my mom. He's the only homie.
I bought a mistletoe, but I didn't have a lady. Hey Santa man, I need a favor, can you save me? Lo and behold, my mans was on point. Santa brought a model and a bottle and a joint.
So I smoked the joint, got rejected, drank until I thought I dreamt it. Threw up in the morning, it was gingerbread and lemon scented. The party was tight, naughty and nice. Twisted as a candy cane, laced with cinnamon spice. Yeah.
La 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 la, Christmas is dynamite and Santa is the bomb. Oh, y'all can't take a hike, cause he's the only homie I would ever let kiss my mom.
He's the only homie.
I never thought about the Easter Bunny much, but Santa said he rolls a wicked honey dutch. He also said that he should keep his thinking paws far from the vicinity of me and Mrs. Claus.
So be gone, you freaking wannabe. String you up on Christmas Eve. You carry it, coward. Don't you ever f***ing step to me. You best believe I got the recipe for the rabbit stew. Cut you into tiny pieces, bro. Your holiday is through.
Ooh, no, Kev, I was just joking, man. No, he's cool. I do appreciate you having my back, though. Let's sing together.
Fa la 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 la. Christmas is dynamite and Santa is the bomb. Oh, y'all can't take a hike, cause he's the only homie I would ever let kiss my mom.
He's the only homie.
He has a key to all doors that unlock.
How great was that track? I really enjoyed that. Little Stranger, Christmas Jawn is called. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Before that, we had John Sloman, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and Escape the Fate, Christmas Song. I'm really going all out on the Christmas thing here, aren't I? Should we? I think the jokes were a bit lame. Let's see if we can find like the worst Christmas disaster story. Just so whatever is happening in your life, it's going to be better than the story. I think this is a good one. Yeah. Growing up, our parents allowed us kids to have our own small tree. My dad had cut it down for us in the hills behind our house. For some reason, the tree had dried out. Well, it does that when you cut trees down, but never mind. I guess we forgot to water it. My mum decided to get rid of it, so she put it into the fireplace to burn. It was so dry that it exploded back onto the floor. My mum picked it up and ran with it in front of her to throw it outside. She received third-degree burns on her hand and arm and first and second-degree burns on her face. My dad never allowed the fireplace to be used again. 40 years later, and my mum still has scars and no strength in her right hand. Oh, my God. It does not get worse than that. It's so bad. It's almost funny. Is that just me? I mean, oh my God, that's got to be the worst thing ever. So, like I say, whatever's happening in your life right now, it could be that bad. It could be so much. It could be that. It could be third degree burns at Christmas. Can you imagine? Right, well, after that bit of Christmas cheer, I'm going to leave you with a few. I'm going to leave you in lovely, as I say, with a few songs just to see things out. And listen, I hope you have an amazing Christmas. I hope everything goes right. I hope the turkey's delicious and the food is wonderful and nobody has heart attacks and it's all like really great and nobody has any big arguments that involve you, because it's actually quite funny when other people have arguments, because then you can laugh about it. But you know, I hope you're not involved. I'm going to leave you with another, yes, you've guessed it, three Christmas songs. The headlines Christmas Day, Lee Aaron, More Fun on the Naughty List, of course, and last to see us out, Fatal Vision, Last Christmas With You. Have a most marvelous time, and I hope you're going to join me again next week. Bye.
Suddenly it's 1 year later. The lights on the trees still shine as bright. The snow blankets everything in silence on our empty house on Christmas night.
After all that happened since, I can't even remember. Never would have dreamed it was our final December.
Footprints walk alone.
Keep all our memories.